Welcome back to Soccer Cards United. It's episode 211 of the greatest soccer card podcast in the world. My name is Jason. That's Enzo. Hi, Enzo.
Hello, Jason.
How are you?
I'm well. Yeah, it's been a nice week. Thursday now. All is good.
Thursday now. Getting there?
Yeah, getting there. How are you?
I'm feeling good. I'm doing good.
That's great to hear.
I just want to thank everyone for all. We got some nice feedback in terms of comments and stuff on the last podcast episode. And if you remember on that episode, it was kind of like, I don't know if this is going well, that kind of stuff, you know? and it did fine. So I just wanted to thank everyone for, you know.
For engaging
and the continuing support. That's all.
That's lovely. I'm actually clicking on it now. I just want to have a go at these comments briefly while you chat.
I think basically because we were talking about the top's Euro finest checklist, I think that got a lot of.
I'm going all in on the Frozzy something cards. Let's go. I'm not happy about that.
Yeah.
Stefan, I'm going to get you.
Playful.
Banter. Fun. But just don't be honest about it, you know?
Also, just to give a little plug to the YouTube channel, I opened about 18 different configurations of Premier League Prism. And they're all up there. And. You know, individually they're whatever, but I actually think if you were to watch them back to back, I do get more and more deranged as I open all the Prism cards. So they do actually make a fun
chronological.
Yeah, cooking the dinner or something, and you just want something playing in the background on YouTube, you could do worse than to stick those on.
Wow, that's quite the statement. You're feeling good about them. Look at that.
I'm feeling good about them. Yeah. You know, some interesting stuff coming and some kind of what would I say? Some little kind of Easter egg cards that would be rewarding to fans of the podcast, but I'm sure people who are watching the video would be like, why is he so excited about that? But it's.
You'll have plenty more boxes open soon enough as well, Jason. I hear you have a big bundle of them.
I do. Somebody actually commented, I think, I don't know who it was, someone commented and said, geez, these fellas are ripping like it's Christmas. and then someone else on an old Futera video commented and said,
you were handling it crazy.
Said, yeah, some of those cards could be worth thousands. Like, be gentle.
Well, there you go. Yeah, that's you becoming numb. You've opened all the time. For a lot of people,
exactly.
Open one box, it's 400 quid, 500 quid. It's a big event. Whereas, you're look at you. Top class of society over there, Jason, just ripping wax like it's nobody's business.
So my instinct was to say, as Futero, you know, feck off. Like,
jeez.
But then I took a breath and I said, I said, unfortunately, none of these cards are worth thousands. But I appreciate the reminder to be a bit more in the moment and try and enjoy what I'm doing a bit more. Because obviously, as you mentioned, I have a big stack of stuff here that I have to rip.
Yeah.
But it's really, I get to rip. But in my mind, it's like, you know.
You have to rip. And on top of that as well, as soon as my setup is set up, I'll be opening some boxes, Jason. But I'll say this. Although they weren't worth thousands, you never know. That's what he could be saying. He's saying in the future, you never know. You might be digging them out of the attic going, oh, where are they? Where's that?
Yes. No, it's a valid point.
Yeah, very valid. So thanks to the people for all the feedback, I would say.
Yeah. Okay, now speaking of something we'll definitely be ripping, and I think a lot of people will be ripping later on in the calendar, is we saw our blowout first buzz article for 23-24 Tops UEFA Club Competition Soccer, a.k.a. Flagship.
Flagship Soccer is coming. I haven't seen this yet, Jason. This is my first look. Here we are.
Look at that.
Historic hat-tricks, really talent in a Salzburg kit. Look at that. That's controversial.
Yeah. Versus KRC Genk in September 17, 2019. We have a historic hat-trick for young Erling Haaland in his days at Red Bull Salzburg. So that's an insert. I'll show you some images down here before we. That's your. What is? What's going on here? Oh, it's not a carousel. Come on. All that blowout money, I can't click through the images.
Come on.
I like that Wayne Rooney Ultimate Stage autographs. That kind of era of Rooney is good to be reminded of.
For sure.
So Ultimate Stage autographs are back.
Relics.
Match worn memorabilia. Relics.
Relics. I mean, I don't think we had that in Flagship last year for soccer.
Relics confirmed.
Relics confirmed.
We
had obviously the Champions League draw relic was the big thing last year.
Mm. This, I believe, is the base design.
Okay. Don't love it. I mean, don't hate it. I mean, it's, yeah, different.
It's, you know, yeah.
We'll take it.
And then we have European Knights. That's a good insert. Look at that.
That is a good insert. Can you go back to the base design? Because normally Flagship is exact mirror image of what we're going to get for Chrome.
Yes.
So that could be the Chrome design. Because I'm trying to picture Jason, right? If that's the Chrome design, would you imagine those borders change color on parallels and that's it? You know? There's not a lot of border there.
There's not a lot of border, no.
Or but it does, could we,
this, yeah.
Could we be lucky enough to see a different design for Chrome than we get for Flagship? I don't know. That'd be interesting.
The text there where it says Harry Kane forward, that's kind of reminding me of earlier years of Champions League Chrome, like a 2018-19 or something like that.
I agree with that. I don't love the position of the badge, the Bayern badge, just so central. Mm-hmm. Normally, we always have them tucked off to the left or right.
Yeah.
That looks better. But it is, yeah. It's giving those kind of old school vibes a little bit, which could be what they're going for.
Could be,
In fairness, I like that we're seeing a background there. It's a bit of a field view kind of vibe. There's a bit of a background. It's not just, I don't know. A bit different.
It is something else other than, because I think, I mean, it's good to see them kind of like kicking on a little bit because you have usually it's just the kind of abstracted image of the player against a kind of concocted background. So that is it's a nice touch. This one, I mean, Enzo, as an AC Milan fan like yourself, I mean, the number of European nights, you know, you've had at a club like that has been massive. So this is kind of a fun, like, I like the under the lights. They haven't said under the lights, but they, you know, the use of spotlights here as kind of such a, you know.
And like properly bringing the fans and the scarves into the image. I like that. That is a nice insert. I'll give it to them.
Give it to them. That's there, yeah. And they're definitely going to be like, this is kind of a good, kind of like banter insert to a certain extent where you can like some clubs would be like, why did you not put our night when we did that against such and such or whatever, you know?
Because it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
But like, what if you're a club that doesn't have a European night? You don't have a European night insert, do you know? Lamine Yamal, the big rookie chase of the year, I suppose. Standout.
And then we have this historic hat trick with the minute that the goal was scored, 3 minutes that the goal was scored up here at the left. That's nice.
I think you see that as a super fact, it'd be a cool card, I suppose.
Yes. And might do something for the old Erling Haaland tops now.
Maybe,
although I feel so sorry for people that have that card.
I still think it's a class card.
No, so do I, but it should be much more than it is. Yeah. And I you know.
You don't know why it's not.
But,
like, look at this. Okay, yeah. 200 card base checklist.
Yeah.
The base set will have at least 14 parallels in this one with a lineup of pink sparkle, three per box. So, to 299, 250, 199, 150, 125, 99, 75, 50, or 25, 10, 5, and 1 of 1, 4 factors, as well as printing plates. There will also be 5 variations per box. With base, starball, foil, future stars. What's going on here? SP stadium club style. Oh, look at that. There will also be short prints with a stadium club style, aka like cool images, as well as SSP and ultra short prints of Cristiano Ronaldo. What? And as well as SSP and ultra short prints of Cristiano Ronaldo. .. Okay.
Ronaldo's okay.
Yeah, very good.
He gets ultra short prints.
He gets his little mention. Mm-hmm. And Ronaldo will be there. That could mean Messi's not there. I don't know.
Who knows? And then among the inserts will be European Knights, Road to the Final, Best of the Best, Historic Hat Tricks, Now Starring, and one per case hits, Chrome Mojo cards of 30 players. So I imagine that Mbappe is a Chrome Mojo.
That's Topps Chrome.
So card. Yeah.
There you go. You're sticking in a Topps Chrome card into Flagship, as they kind of did with the Grail, but a bit different.
Yeah. Autographs will be found as parallels of the base set with icy blue to 99, gold to 50, orange to 25, black icy to 10, and red to 5, and 1 of 1 foil fractors. And that same lineup we use for Ultimate Stage Inc. Autos for the European Knights, Road to the Final, Now Starring, and Hat Trick Heroes, whatever it's called, will only have 1 of 1 foil fractors and their standard version. Interesting. A new inclusion will be the Allen and Ginter, famous footballers and stars autos.
Wait, I don't see that.
Yeah, here, a new inclusion would be Allen and Ginter. So we're potentially getting some football fans of the game style stuff going on.
Michael Rubin's mates. Let's go.
Let's go. That's very exciting.
You skipped over for auto relics. Fine. Fine. So there'll be one of one UCL draw card autograph relics. So they're coming back.
Very good.
Okay. There's relic autographs as well. Similar superstar. Okay, fascinating. So basically, flagship is coming. It's juiced with all of what it's juiced with. We have some Topps Chrome cards to look out for. We have some Allen and Ginter kind of fans of the game who we could only speculate, Jason.
I know.
Give me one guess of a soccer fan that might have an autograph in here.
Will Ferrell. Wow. Yeah, you see him all the time at places like Stamford Bridge.
Wow, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a very good one.
I saw, I saw Tom Hiddleston, who plays Loki in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
We all know that. The fella from Loki, the little fella who was in the Goonies.
Yeah. He was in the second season of Loki.
Win an Oscar? Is that correct?
He won an Oscar last year.
Oh, that's okay.
Supporting actor last year, yeah.
My timeline's letting me down there.
I think Victor Wembanyama
will be in here, Jason.
You do?
Yeah, I think I've seen him with Mbappe, being like, we're both French now.
I'll tell you this, he's in Baseball Inception.
Yeah, big deal.
So he's, you know, they have the Wemby license. They don't yet have the NBA license, so they're getting him in there.
Yeah, and like Panini cannot release Wemby autographs, therefore that Dynasty card could be a really, really, really big Wemby rookie card.
Yeah. We might see him in
the soccer sets. Mm. Put that autograph to use, says I.
I'm just having a look here at some celebrities who like football.
And Michael Rubin. I'm looking at the white party.
All right. Very good. Do you want to hear some celebrity football fans and who they support?
Kim Kardashian has to be there, by the way.
I don't know if she's in this list, but this is just, it's not a kind of an exhaustive list. Obviously, it's UEFA club competition, so I'll stick to the UEFA clubs out of the Premier League. That's what I have here in front of me.
Please do.
So we have Arsenal. We have Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones.
Mm.
And as I said, Tom Hiddleston is also an Arsenal fan. I heard recently on a podcast. Let's see. Chelsea, Will Ferrell said that one. Liverpool, Brad Pitt. Also, we know that LeBron James is a massive Liverpool fan and a minority investor, I think, isn't he?
Mm.
Manchester City, you have the Gallagher brothers out of Oasis, Liam and Noel Gallagher. Newcastle United, you have British television host Anton Deck, who will be very well known in our neck of the woods. Not sure if people worldwide know who Anton Deck are, but
no.
James Corden is a big West Ham United fan. I actually saw James Corden when I was in London. He passed me on the street.
Was he rude to you?
He was actually, can I tell you something? I've always enjoyed I don't even really know anything about him, but just kind of giving James Corden grief for whatever reason. You know, if he comes up, just being like, what an idiot. Like, but I actually saw him on the street it was a Saturday morning in a kind of nice little area of London, and he was with his daughter, and he was chatting away to his daughter. She was probably, I don't know what age she is, she's probably 7. And then he passed kind of right in front of us, and he was talking to her about the cars they had seen or whatever as they were walking to the coffee shop. And it was a very nice kind of interaction. And I was like, oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, what do you think? Nice.
Now I'm seeing him as a human. Now I'm like, oh my God, this guy has a life. He has kids, you know? And now it's like,
you can't bully him.
Yeah, I can't bully him. That's ruined. Thanks,
Adam. I see a photo here from the white party, Jason, of Mbappe and Jay-Z. Now, to be honest, from the photo, it looks like it's not necessarily that Jay-Z's a fan of the game. It looks like Mbappe's a fan of Jay-Z.
Right. Yeah.
I'd like to think Tom Brady just ends up in there somewhere because he's obviously.
Would you rather $1 million or dinner with Mbappe?
What's for dinner?
That's one for you.
What's for dinner? I want to know what's on the menu.
Mm.
There you go.
I'm looking here at some Allen and Ginter autographs on eBay.
Okay, just to give you
an idea who's available for signing. So we have Alex Morgan. Okay. Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses.
Has to be Wemby. Absolutely has to be.
Has to be.
Yeah, you'd wonder. You'd wonder, will this be like a little small thing? Have we dug too deep? I suppose everyone just looks back to the Kobe Bryant Fans of the Game card. It's like, how do you recreate that?
Yeah.
Post Malone. Posty. As they call
him.
But do you think if they already made an Adeline Gilter, they'd make one for soccer as well? Do you know what I mean? Could this be showing those people that won't be in it?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just looking here. And I'm trying to figure out who's who. Because it said Alan and Ginter, famous footballers and stars. Oh. Yeah, so there'll be some star. Probably legends and stuff, and then there'll be some superstars. Yeah.
Like maybe the Wrexham boys, Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, Cubby, good shout.
Your man as well, what's his name? Oh.
Yeah.
People are going to be very disappointed in me. The Netflix show. Oh my God.
Ken Golden.
No, I'm talking about the football. The American. Oh, this is as bad as it's ever been.
What?
The coach.
Oh, Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso, Jesus Christ. Thanks,
Jesus. Ted Lasso, yeah. What? Could be.
I needed that. I haven't been drinking. I mean, Paddy's Day was a week ago. I don't know what's going on. Ted Lasso, he has to be. How is he not? How could he not be? Come on. I mean, various reasons why he might not be, but. I see a Charlie Sheen autograph here.
Yeah.
Having a frog in my throat.
Chelsea has a lot of celebrity fans, including former US President Bill Clinton, Will Ferrell, rapper Lil Wayne, Gordon Ramsay, Michael Caine.
Famous American soccer fans.
Liam Neeson is a Liverpool fan, so is Mike Myers, Austin Powers, and other movies like that.
Tom Hanks is a big Aston Villa fan, they say.
Right, yeah.
Michael Jackson was a fan of someone. He used to go to games.
Right.
Yeah, but
Justin Timberlake has been spotted at Old Trafford. So is Floyd Mayweather, Rory McIlroy, Rey Mysterio.
Oh, your man as well. What's the boxer called? That is a big Evertonian from Merseyside. Tony Bellew.
Tony Bellew. Yeah. But they're not in the UEFA products, unfortunately. But they don't have to be, maybe not. Because
I mean, Samuel L. Jackson, Liverpool. Seeing that here?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be good? They have Kobe Bryant saying, oh no, yeah, no, that's fine. He says AC Milan as well. Yeah, look. Could be good. Could be very good.
Could be very good.
I want more managers thrown in.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? But like short print managers, just give me, you know, a Roberto Mancini. Do you know?
Yes.
Prince Harry supports Arsenal, but he's currently looking for Kate Middleton. If you've seen that.
Well, of course I have, yeah. And his brother, Kate Middleton's husband, Prince William, is a big Aston Villa fan.
Do you know who's a big Spurs fan?
Who's that?
Adele. There you go.
Yeah.
Piers Morgan's a big Arsenal fan.
That's right. I hope to God we don't have Piers Morgan. So.
Piers Morgan slot. Right, that, there you go. Could be
anyway. Usain exciting
Bolt.
Stuff.
Usain Bolt, Man United fan. How about that?
Yeah.
There you go, Jason. It's my little
anyone favorite. Who's been involved in any kind of like soccer aid or anything like that, they're all, you know.
I hope it's not just all the side men thrown in.
All the side men, Alan and Ginter, KSI Alan and Ginter.
As an Arsenal fan, oh God. Sure, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll find out together. Football card family.
Right. Just more news from the top side of things is that SPFL is back for another year. These people of Scotland and beyond can relax because SPFL is getting a product this year.
Twitter can calm down once again.
Yeah. It's not Chrome.
It's not Chrome. That's the big loss for the Cinch fans.
Yes. It's a one autograph, two parallel per box format. So it's not your two, because they had originally one autograph per box in the first year of Chrome. The second year of Chrome had two autographs per box. That was a very, very, very popular move.
Of course.
Yeah,
you've lost an autograph and you've lost the Chrome stock. However,
yeah,
in that, I think you've also lost a lot of the print run. So that's the benefit. And there's another benefit in here that you're going to show to people, Jason, as well.
Ba-bam! Booklets.
Boom! Booklets. You never had that in Chrome, let me tell you. They look quite thick as well. I'm interested to see how they come out.
So there are quad auto booklets. So that's quite exciting. So that's a big change.
That's a big change, yeah, for sure.
And I think if you're an SPFL fan, Enzo, how would you be feeling, or an SPFL collector, I should say, how would you be feeling getting kind of dechromed?
I was looking at the comments and I didn't see anyone actually comment on the chrome under the Topps post. So I think that comes down and shows you why it's not chrome. How about that? I think maybe the Scottish fans, the Scottish collectors are so early in their phase of collecting, at least the majority of them are, that they don't necessarily know the difference. They don't necessarily care about the difference at this moment in time. They're probably about to hit a rude awakening when they get the cards and they see what the difference is.
Yes.
They might feel like they have been spoiled for the last 2 years to get the chrome, get that super factor. But perhaps right. It comes down to the Scottish League collector base was not big enough to sustain a chrome release. So it's their own fault as far as I'm concerned. And I'll go as far as to say, it could also just be because there's so many things being printed now that the chrome, someone had to be dechromed. You know, if you're doing Euro Finest, et cetera, someone, the printers can only do so much and yes. Someone has to get. But hopefully the print run reflects that. The chases look good. Hopefully the auto checklist looks good. And hopefully people are happy enough with it.
And
helps the stock of the old chrome that exists already.
Yeah, I'm just looking here at soccersunited.com/store.
Oh, wow.
And both years of SPFL Chrome are available.
That's why I don't mind you getting dechromed. How about that?
Because if you love Chrome so much, we shouldn't have any left on the website.
There you go.
There you are. That's our completely unbiased take.
No, but I do think like it now that kind of puts the old two SPFLs into kind of this legacy category, especially people that have collected the 101 Super Factors. Isn't it good that you're not going to have another 101 Super Factor this year? Like now yours have actually gone up in desirability, one would assume.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
No, I think that's right. I think like we've seen, say, Panini even, like there's no, say you compare Chrome to Prism or, you know, and you look at the Panini licenses that they have, Serie A, they have, you know, Spain, France, you know, it's like there's no Prism for those. There's a couple of selects now, and there was Mosaic for a while.
Took a long time.
I'm not gonna have the audacity to tell, you know, SPFL collectors, like, just, you know, pipe down and be happy with it. But I do think while there is 2 years of Chrome openly available on the market, it's probably a good thing to not
do it again.
Do it again, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. A couple of pieces of industry news to go through. And for our first one, there's no better man to tell us about it than Rich Mueller of Sports Collectors Daily.
Oh, here we go.
He's back. And he wants to tell us about CGC parent company buying JSA. I'll explain what all those
acronyms mean.
Yeah. Certified Collectibles Group, parent company of CGC Grading, has entered into a definitive agreement to purchase James Spence Authentication, JSA. The combination of CCG and JSA will provide collectors and dealers with a seamless solution to have autograph collectibles authenticated, graded, and encapsulated by the world's top experts, CCG stated in announcing the acquisition. Founded by autograph collector James Spence Jr. in 2005, JSA has certified millions of autographs and built what it calls the world's largest autograph database of nearly 1 million images. Spence and James Spence III will continue to run JSA after the transaction closes. Mark Pepitone, a JSA co-owner, will serve as senior advisor to the company. The purchase by CCG will enable JSA to offer additional services to collectors and dealers, including grading and encapsulation. So this is more consolidation in the...
More takeovers, more consolidating to build up bigger to compete. There's a lot happening in the sports collectibles industry, Jason, and that's another one.
That's absolutely
two fellas that were leading in many ways in their industry that felt that they had to come together in order to last,
to figure it out. Because the interesting part of the you know, personally, I don't do a lot of autograph authentication outside of grading cards, and just to read this bit. CCG and JSA had a perfect match with a shared passion for collectibles along with an unwavering commitment to expertise and integrity, said Stephen Orr, Eichenbaum, CEO of CCG. I could not be more pleased with the addition of JSA and the Spences to the CCG family, and I think collectors will love the simplicity and scope of our combined services. That's all well and good. The interesting thing, though, is that CCG is doing this off the back of being acquired by investment firm Blackstone in 2021. And it's interesting because we talked about SGC getting acquired by collectors. And we are starting to see these, like, it's getting harder and harder to operate as independent little businesses.
Entities.
And whether it be Fanatics, whether it be collectors, whether it be now kind of Blackstone-backed CCG, there's a lot of consolidation and a lot of, which I guess is a good sign for the industry. Don't know how it's going to affect collectors long term, but it definitely means people are seeing, you know,
I think less options but better quality is the hope. Because it is confusing. I think if you're a new collector, we see this a lot in Europe. If you're a new collector, you see people with cards that are graded by any and every grading company that could potentially, any acronym that could exist has slab. And I think a lot of people have that kind of 6 month period where after it, they're kind of like trying to trade you a card and like, yeah, I don't know why I graded with this company. My mistake. So if you come in and you only see two or three grading companies and they're the three most reputable ones, that's a good thing. But at the same time, obviously, it's technically also monopolies happen. Not monopolies, but the consolidation also removes
competition and makes the barrier to entry higher for new.
It's a bit, yeah. Like, I mean, people always talk about JSA as having a really good customer service, which seems to be a very important thing for everyone across the board. And they're kind of like, I hope this doesn't change that or this, that, and the other. So, yeah, I think it's a sign of a healthy industry. It's a sign of an industry where people are investing in and believe that there's reason and scope to invest in it. And so that's a good sign.
Yeah, and I do think, like, I'm trying to think in terms of use cases. Obviously, in CCG moving in and helping JSA with stuff like encapsulation means that you can, if you want to, instead of having your autographed item and your... Because we had an autographed collector who was coming to the Dublin Card Show. And I was kind of chatting to him over email, and I was saying, like, what's the story with this stuff? Is it authenticated or whatever? And he was like, yeah, I have... photos of some of it being signed. I have certificates of authenticity for some of it and all that stuff. But the idea of whether it be a hand signed card, like the Chicharito or the Sam Allardyce hand signed card, that we have, or a ticket or whatever it may be, I suppose it is. It's sometimes you just want to get the autograph authenticated because the item speaks for itself.
Yeah.
So. You know, I can see how this is good, but you do, there is kind of a, I don't know, this trend of an arms race kind of gearing up, and it'll be, I mean, we see it like across the board, like you see in every media company is owned by, or every TV channel is owned by one of two or three companies now, and so on and so forth, but you wonder what's going to happen in the long term, you know.
You simply never know. I need someone to consolidate all of the big sport league soccer licenses, so I can just have one channel that has all the games I want to watch on.
I mean, that is one of the most frustrating.
Yeah, give me a red button, I can watch whatever I want. Like back in the day, you used to be able to put four games on the one TV by pressing the button. Now they got rid of bring me back that. Or Sky Sports used to have the Champions League, you had the red button anytime there was a goal, it done the small screen, big screen to show you the goal, and then went back. It was brilliant. Why have we gone backwards, Jason? That's what I want to know.
I know. And it's also when you hear about people, specifically in soccer, you hear like, you know, the head of UEFA or Arsene Wenger or somebody just shiting out at them talking about kids don't like soccer. It's like, no, it's because when we were young, you could watch soccer on TV with like, either you paid for one channel, even if you didn't, there was free-to-air games, Champions League was free, to whatever. And so you got into it because you could actually sit and watch it. It turns out they only watch clips because that's all they can watch for free.
Yeah. Gerard Piqué says people cannot sit through 90 minutes of football. They can.
Yeah, they can. They absolutely can.
They're just not allowed. They're not on TV.
Exactly. They're not allowed. Okay. And then speaking of consolidation, we'll finish on this story from, hobby influencer, famous hobby influencer, infamous hobby influencer,
infamous.
Notorious.
Wow.
Controversial. Eric Whiteback.
the collectibles guru.
Yeah. Who made? Do you want to read this announcement? What he tweeted there yesterday, Enzo?
Announcement. I like to think that that's what anytime he does breaking news or announcement, that's what that means. Those two
breaking news
announcement. I am absolutely thrilled to announce the most exciting news in the history of the collectibles guru. A group of passionate collectors, including Elliot Tebble, founder of Fuck Jerry. Founder from shows, I don't even know. Yeah. Founder of Fuck Jerry, I don't know what that is. Have acquired my social media accounts with an S. Didn't know we had more than one. During the transition of these accounts, I will continue to play an advisory role. That's the dream, Jason, to sell up and get an advisory role.
Yeah, get that advisory role.
You expect more content, bigger breaking news stories, massive giveaways, and much more on all the major social media networks. If you've enjoyed my pages these past couple of years, then you're really going to love these accounts in their newest iteration. That sounds all kind of horrible. Congratulations to him for selling for whatever he sold for. But, I don't really know. This is a weird announcement, not going to lie. Will unsub that. Fair. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. That was me reading a comment, by the way.
It got a lot of, a few different things. People were saying, how dare you sell out on the back of having borrowed, quote unquote, other people's content for years, whatever it may be.
On Twitter, anyway, I don't think he ever had original content. It was always just breaking news. Here's something that was tweeted 8 hours ago that I've just seen now.
Yes.
That was the whole, whereas he does have, I think, a YouTube and a TikTok that he actually kind of does his own bit of research, I suppose, bit of stuff. But in terms of his Twitter account, that was very much a cesspit. He's happy to sell off and not have to really deal with.
Because it's across all platforms. You can see this is a 300,000 follower Instagram account. Talking about not just cards, but video games, collectibles in general, all that sort of stuff. So, do you know what? Fair play.
Yeah, I mean, if he doesn't have to do the content anymore and he sold it for a number he was happy with, then,
then that's fine. Yeah. The interesting thing is that the group of passionate collectors that bought it, led by this guy, Elliot Tabeel, or whatever his name is,
founder of Fuck Jerry.
Yeah, I went to have a look at what Fuck Jerry is.
It must be very hard to type that in on the internet and get what you want.
And I can tell you the following. Jerry Media is a content and advertising company that operates various Instagram accounts, most prominently at Fuck Jerry. The account founded by Elliot Tabeel in 2011 is known for its aggregation of online content and internet memes. Aggregation. So you would say that the collectibles guru, certainly on Twitter, was what you politely call an aggregator. So not doing the kind of primary reporting, but just showing what other people have already reported. The account's popularity led to being to found Jerry Media, which later became known for its promotion of the Fyre Festival. Jerry Media.
Scam thing.
The thing that was a complete disaster. Yeah, the people got like stuck on the island with no water and things like that.
Very great.
So basically, there's been some controversies, Fyre Festival, accusation of stealing memes, getting criticized for promoting Michael Bloomberg in the 2020 presidential election. So seems like a match made in heaven.
Yeah, it just seems like the kind of account, if you're not following it, I don't think I'm missing anyone too much.
But again, I think that the...
But it's also more attention on the sports card space, I suppose.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's like, it's whatever about the individuals involved. Yeah. It's
the breaking culture a little bit.
Yeah. And it's comfortable and uncomfortable. It's good because,
it's exposure or whatever.
It's exposure, but it is going to be kind of slightly painful if we continue to grow, in the hobby. That can be kind of painful, especially for people, I imagine, who are here, who are 25, 30 year veterans of the hobby. Who they have seen so much change in the way the hobby is talked about and the role of social media and who listens to who and all that kind of stuff. They've had to deal with the greatest soccer card podcast in the world coming on stage and nowadays. So it is good because it means that you see all these people Joe or BuzzFeed or something, and they'll have I think they folded, but like, you know, it'd be like BuzzFeed Gaming or BuzzFeed Movies and BuzzFeed. So we do kind of see collectibles more and more becoming a definite thing that people, a category of stuff.
Yeah. So, ultimately, change is good and it is to a degree inevitable. So kind of just go with the flow, follow your morals, follow your vibe, enjoy the hobby how you want to enjoy it, Jason. And if there's mad shit going on, memes being created that you don't understand, Jason, just ignore it and keep pushing.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think it's hard. You have to remember that what is going on, like, if there's something going on that you're like, this is terrible, it's like, well, it's probably, there's probably loads of people that agree with you. So you don't have to.
Don't worry.
Just,
if you really hate it, just don't support it and hope that that's enough of a kind of move that ultimately it fails, if you will.
Vote with your feet.
That's it. That's my advice. Congratulations to everyone right back.
If Jerry Media or any other group of passionate collectors with some cashboarding, a hole in their pocket, would like to come and acquire Soccer Guide United, we're more than happy to work in advisory roles.
From the beach.
We're available by satellite phone, if you can get us in between pina coladas.
And coconuts.
So, yeah, we're back on Monday.
Until we get acquired, we're back on Monday. We're back at it.
Yeah. Imagine okay. Acquiring what'd you say?
Nothing.
Okay. We're back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everyone. Enzo, I'll see you then.
Yep, see you then, Jason.